Welcome back to Lake Effect Weekend. I'm Mitch Teich.
And I'm Bonnie North. Before the break, we heard about the historical influence the French had on Wisconsin in general and on Milwaukee in particular. And while we are certainly known for hearty German fare like brats and beer, the French also had and have a culinary influence here.
A newer player on the French food scene here is the North Shore Boulangerie in Shorewood. Their storefront has been open since 2014, but this is the first year they're participating in Bastille Days. Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski met up with North Shore's owner Gene Webb at Cathedral Square Park to find out what it was about French cuisine that caught his fancy.
Before opening the store in Shorewood, I saw that there had been a trend in baking that had gone on for the last 20 years or so, where factory baking or big production baking, mechanical baking, had kind of permeated the market. And whenever that sort of thing happens, often it goes a little too far. It takes over too much of the market, and it drives out a lot of the artisan bakers. And I thought it had kind of the pendulum had swung enough and food had become enough of a topic for people that you could bring artisan baking in and that there would be a market for it.
And you've also studied the fundamentals of French cuisine, both in baking and in savory culinary dishes, having been to France and studied that. What impacted you the most in that experience that you wanted to bring over and translate to what you do at North Shore Boulangerie?
That the ingredients you start with are as important as what you do with them. It's very hard to start with poor quality industrial ingredients and come up with anything that is a real food product, a traditional food product. And I think the trend in, and again, kind of harking back to this kind of industrial baking, and most of the food industry, big industry food, is to make the product look right, to get you to buy it. But once you get it, the flavors aren't right, the textures aren't right, it lasts for 2 weeks on the counter, there's something not right going on there. So I thought if you could do traditional artisan baking using good ingredients, learn classic techniques, and to make sure that the structure was right, the texture was right, the flavor profiles were right, which is a big thing in French baking and French cuisine in general, to make sure that the flavors are layered in, there's a flavor profile, that it's not just one predominant flavor coming on. I thought that perhaps that would be something that there would be a market for.
Do you think that's also a way of changing our look at eating food in general? How you say, you know, the French value good ingredients, quality, you enjoy it as it's made fresh, whereas here, as you said, they're meant to have longer shelf life. It's more of a convenience. It's not necessarily an experience of baking.
Yeah, I think hopefully if you can present the food correctly and if you can do it well, I mean, mm-hmm. It has to be done well, that it's less about quantity and it's more about quality. And I think that's a big thing. There's many themes that run through French culinary tradition, but that's another one, that it's the quality, not the quantity, that a few bites of something very, very good can be so much more satisfying than a whole bag of something that you can't understand the ingredient list, but you get a whole lot of it and you don't pay much for it. So I think it's a great time in American cuisine because the people are thinking about the ingredients, they're thinking about what they're eating. All the artisan brewers, the artisan bakers, the artisan cheesemakers, people are thinking about these things, and it's a wonderful time for us. I think, like I said, you know, the ebb and flow, kind of the swing that industrial food production, I think, overstepped, right? And they were pushing the quality down to increase the profit margin. It supports huge executive and corporate structures above all those inexpensive products. So you have to produce that much food at that price point. The ingredient list is tough. You have to push pretty hard on your ingredient list to sustain that sort of setup.
Now, even though this isn't your storefront, you know, I imagine you're translating some of the things you do offer at your storefront, such as, you know, pastries and coffee in the morning and simple, well-made, classic French dishes outside of that. But have you added anything else specifically for Bastille Days?
Oh, absolutely. It's something I wanted to do from the beginning, but as you, or maybe other people haven't discovered this, I discovered it. When you open your first shop, there's so much to do, and you hope you can get to all your dreams, but reality soon encroaches, and there's things you can do and things that you have to wait on. And one of the things that I had always wanted to bring to the community was the Alsatian tradition of tart flambé, wood-fired savory tarts. It looks a little bit like a pizza, has a different sauce. The classic is a fromage blanc, white cheese sauce with onions and bacon. So we're having a lot of fun with that. This morning, firing up the ovens for the first time. They were delivered yesterday. We seasoned them in last night and got everything running this morning. So we're having a lot of fun. The first two or three that came out of the oven weren't exactly what we wanted, but I think we're getting it now.
And also something that's unique, and from what I understand, you are a first distributor of, is coffee from Café Richard. And so explain to me what makes this coffee special, and is it the standard in France?
We are so incredibly honored to partner with Café Richard. We will be the first store in Wisconsin to have it. Café Richard, Maison Richard, is the premier coffee roaster in Paris, and they... over three quarters of all the coffee shops around Paris and now in all the provinces serves Café Richard. And the coffee is, whereas American coffees have gone a little bit lighter in flavor and getting into kind of the fruity profiles of coffee, what I had wanted from the very beginning for my shop was that classic full-bodied European coffee. And we managed to do it. We put together custom recipes to get there. But about 6 months ago, I was at a fundraising event for culinary scholarships, and I had been asked, my pastry chef and I had been asked to bring pastries, and Café Richard flew in all this coffee from Paris, and they were right next to us. I clearly liked what I had from there, and they enjoyed seeing what we had. They came to Milwaukee, came to the shop up in Shorewood. They liked what they saw there, and they said they'd like to partner with us. So this is sort of our first jump off with Café Richard. And so it's a wonderful full-bodied flavor. It's just very classic coffee. We're serving cappuccino, espresso, and a very full-bodied drip. So, I'm very pleased about that. I was doing a happy dance the day that all came together.
Well, and it's especially a great thing to have another standout coffee in Milwaukee, where it's known for plenty of other coffee roasters, but to bring something different to the table.
Yeah, I thought that might... There's a lot of local coffee on the market. Of course, coffee doesn't grow here, so we don't have locally grown coffee, but a lot of roasters. But, I thought it would... It's, again, when you see the market go wholly in another direction and maybe get a little saturated, I think that's the time to see if there's room for that other part of the market. And that's, again, the same theme with bringing in Café Richard.
Another thing you do at North Shore Boulangerie is your Levant-style bread. So can you explain to me what that process is and what makes your breads unique and more flavorful?
So there is, in Europe and certainly in France and in the northern part of the country around Alsace, where the chefs that taught me were from, Levant baking is the standard. And it's sort of, you can think of Levant, it's not wholly accurate, but a way to think about it, it's the precursor to American sourdough, except you use wild French yeast. My culture comes from Bordeaux, a wild yeast culture to leaven the bread. And that adds, even though you're not making sour bread dough per se, because you don't use as much as you would for a sourdough loaf, and the culture doesn't quite go to that end of the growth curve to get you a sour culture, it adds a really great flavor profile. And I mentioned that earlier about in other parts of French cuisine, flavor profiles. One of the challenges for a bread bakery is you only have usually four ingredients. And with those four ingredients, you have to come up with various flavor profiles, and Levant is a great way to do it. Like I said, it's a wild yeast culture. We have it grown. I had to buy a special fermenter in my shop that grows the Levant. And you grow it up, and it's just a lovely, lovely way to bake. I've compared recipes with and without Levant in the same oven, same day, same deck. And the complexity and just the flavor is so much better with the exact same recipe with Levant versus without Levant. You actually get this really flavorful bread, whereas if you just use quick rise yeast, you get the structure of bread, but not the flavor.
Bastille Days does its part to bring some of France to Milwaukee. But, you know, you're here year-round with your storefront, and this is your first year here at Best Deal Days. So I'm wondering, do you have any hopes for people to at least be more perceptive, more open to French cuisine in Milwaukee, or have you already seen that change for the better? What do you hope that your presence here will translate over to outside of Best Deal Days?
I think in general, overall, Milwaukee's a very, there's a wonderful food culture in Milwaukee, always has been. You know when the Chicago newspapers are talking about how you should go up to Milwaukee to eat, because for a mid-sized American city, we have an incredible cuisine culture, the variety and the quality of food. We're an agricultural state, after all. But it's in general, Milwaukee has always had a really great food scene. Food has always been part of our tradition and heritage. I think with coming to Bastille Days, what we're hoping to do is let people know that there are additional outlets for French cuisine in Milwaukee. We love being in Shorewood. Over the last year, we've started to distribute our bread all around the city with Sendix, which we're very proud to partner with them as well. But it's letting people know that we're up on the North Shore, that Shorewood is a great place to come, that it has a wonderful restaurant, both daytime and evening restaurants, and they should come up and give us a try.
All right, well, Chef Gene Webb, thanks for your time today.
Oh, thank you so much.
Gene Webb is the owner and proprietor of North Shore Boulangerie in Shorewood. The business is participating in Bastille Days this year for the first time. You can find them on the northern border of the park.